One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guy, I is telling you look good.
Oh, good.
My straight portion didn't evaluate you at all.
Your third eye.
But my third eye tells me Nick is looking good today.
I tried to dress up as good as I could.
I'm wearing red.
I wanted to
I wanted to represent.
I want to represent famous people everywhere.
I want to give them more representation.
That's my group of choice that I choose to represent is famous people.
Yeah, to give them a little bit more of a platform.
Yeah.
Help them out any way I can.
It's actually a really good, smart idea.
We should give celebrities more of a platform to do what they want.
Oh, shit.
Guys like John Rocker. John Daly.
Johnny comedian. Rebel.
Yeah, Johnny Rotten. Johnny F***ing Rotten.
David Allan Coe.
He's got some bangers,
yeah. Bro.
David Allan Greer.
Yeah.
David Allan Greer.
Yeah.
Bangers.
Yeah, he's got to do Men on Film.
Oh,
did he do that with Damon?
Yeah, he does it with Damon.
Men on Film. Those were the days.
Those were the days. Oh, right? Yeah.
Fuck. He gets mad if you ask him to do that.
Does he?
No, probably.
This guy looks like the...
Come on. Okay.
You know what's messed up is David Allan, that's his name, David Allan Greer.
Yeah.
He is so funny.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
But he can't resist the like turning it into chocolate.
Yeah.
Ah. Hmm.
Yeah.
He'll do the funniest thing and then I'll be like, well, that's how white people was invented.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
That chocolate.
I love chocolate. he is a really good actor and performer, though.
No, he is. He trained in the best school. I think he got. I think in like the mid-90s, Tommy Davidson talked about it recently. I've been watching him a lot.
My God,
he is God. He is.
He fucking, could move like Chris Kattan.
Yeah. And he was talking about how he was like writing scripts and shit that were really good. And I think it was like Damon Wayans was like, or Chris Rock told him like, don't waste your time doing that. I don't know. That's what he said. And it's like those guys get cooked in the I think all the good performer actors get cooked in the ABC, NBC, CBS circuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So they get burned out by it or used by it or
Yeah. Like they have to like stay inside a really tight space.
Damn. Nightlife.
And that's why white people tried to uninvent chocolate.
With the booty girl.
Because of the joy it brings.
What's the best movie the Wayans brothers did? What is the best?
Probably all of them. Probably Major Payne.
Oh, I watched Major Payne the other day with my daughter. She thought it was mad funny.
Major Payne is the solid gold. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I got overshadowed by like Tommy Boy and Ace Ventura.
It was in a hard year for movies.
Yeah.
Like 94 or something like that. That was a mess year.
It was good movie though. A good plot. Good. Yeah. It was a fun movie.
It was worth watching.
It was a straight up family comedy.
Yeah.
You can watch it all the way through. Yep. There's nothing to skip in that.
The lady even twerks in it a little bit. Yeah. She gets a little bit nasty.
She
not
just
too nasty.
A little bit sexy. Yeah. Sexual.
She starts to put out sexuality at the end.
Not too much sexual.
Well, not at the end. No, sir. Bleep,
bleep, bleep. What are you laughing at?
A ladies' man.
You want Rissa?
And he knows all the moves.
I've been known to cut a little rug.
But to the boys at Madison Academy,
rise and shine.
He's a major pain.
He's back.
Who's back?
The man who lives in my closet.
Major pain.
They used to make things back then that were worth watching.
Yeah.
Nick, look right at the lens real quick. Oh, hang on.
The sensor is R?
The sensor is, it's hot. It's
Mark,
a hot sensor.
It's, I knew it. It's got the third chip, has got a hot sensor.
Give it 32X RISC processors, twin.
These third gen chips. Like ruffles.
Is this Orlando Brown?
Yes.
Oh.
Who's that?
The guy.
Didn't he kill people and then blast himself? Some dark stories with usually child actors. I think there's a good one with him. Kind of like the pod racing kid, Anakin.
Anakin's
killed people.
Yeah, he's killed demons. He turned out right, though, Anakin.
He turned out good as gold.
This is a funny picture.
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
No, Orlando Brown was a Disney Channel guy.
Yeah, he's... they say he's like strung out. He was crawling around backwards in front of Charleston White.
Why would he do that? Was he doing Exorcist audition?
He said he's like, I couldn't take him seriously.
That's what Charleston
White said about him.
How he talks about Raven's pussy or whatever. Remember that?
And
that DJ Vlad.
Oh, God.
You do a funny dance and then nothing out of your mouth can be taken seriously?
Yeah. He crawls in backwards to a studio, though. You know how insane that would be?
Well, I mean, that is insane.
It's kind of funny.
But though, don't they just know that he's insane?
Yeah, but he's saying like, Raven Simone is Usher and shit like that. Like, he's saying are people. They're wearing suits and shit.
He's saying stuff like
yes.
that?
Yes. He's like, you're not going to believe me. Drake is Tupac.
Tell Whoa. Me mouse to suck my sack like Raven did when she was black. When you hear that rat-a-tat, I suggest you niggas scat.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I meant just that.
Just that?
Just that, yeah.
So, you know? What do you mean to say?
What's he put in that pocket?
The shoulder pocket?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vape?
Oh,
water?
Yeah. A box mod? A good one.
Somebody was telling me about the origin of the term box mod, and it was people who actually did like heavy modification of like wooden boxes or something like that for the early days of vaping. Is this true? You guys know
wooden box mods?
Yeah.
You could. I mean, they would make the enclosure. Yeah.
Yeah, like where the word mod
circuitry
came from.
Wasn't wood though.
Wood circuitry does sound crazy. A bit nice.
That's the way that you should do it.
Wood circuitry?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Wood circuitry.
It's one-time use.
It sounds like Fern Gully movie.
Yeah. Did that have any sexy pixies in it or what? Remember Tinkerbell? Making everyone in the room hard.
What movie?
Tinkerbell, she's like, she gives you your first like small girl fantasy.
Yep.
You're like, man, what, I bet she can do a split.
Yeah, the cartoon character?
Yeah, no, the cartoon. Her and Pocahontas, they had a sort of
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
They had a sort of an early sexual energy about them, I think. That's what I felt instinctively in my gut when I was watching it, though I had not the words to articulate it.
Understood.
I felt it, though. I was like, oh, this is hot, tight. This is early. I'm like, what is this? This is what I'm seeing. Are you kidding me?
It's Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell. Tink?
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts
was beautiful.
What's she had some good moments.
You know, Eric Roberts supposedly raped her.
Yeah, yeah. That's a classic. They had a good relationship.
Shit.
Isn't that messed up?
Yeah, maybe.
Why do you do that?
Are they half siblings or are they siblings?
They look like siblings. Well,
this guy was in
He looks like
Megalodon.
He appreciates a good rape.
Wow, he looks real for looking like that.
He looks like Joy Behar.
He was in this really bad shark movie I watched.
He's like Jim Carrey now.
Yeah, something wrong with him. they call Jim Carrey the overactor of the century. I'm going to go ahead and call Eric Roberts the overactor. Have you ever seen him in Pope of Greenwich Village when they cut his fingers off?
He lays things on so thick you can't even imagine what he does.
You can't take them off.
I've never seen thick. They took my thumb. This right here.
Oh.
This is insane. It's like him and Mickey Rourke.
Why is he sleeping like that?
It's Mickey.
He even sleeps cool.
He sleeps cool. Right here on the floor is fine. Jim Carrey gets it.
Holy crap. Charlie, they took my phone.
Wow.
Oh, who did? It hurt so much. Holy, what happened?
Imagine him waiting behind that door for them to call his action cue.
No. Guy's a fucking psycho, man. He'll chop you up. Oh, man, it hurts so much.
Holy, they give you anything for this?
Yeah.
What'd they give you?
Yeah, they gave me this stuff. They gave me this stuff at the hospital. But I took all of it. I've been taking it all day.
You took all of it?
And I ain't done a fucking thing
for
me.
You took all of this?
I took it all, man.
Charlie.
Remember when he was laughing at the cop that pissed his pants under the bridge? I don't remember what the scene was. There's a bunch of good scenes from that movie.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
the movie's silly.
Yeah, that's I remember one of my old bosses told me that was his favorite movie of all time.
I haven't seen it in many, many years, but I think it's worth laughing.
Yeah, it's insane.
With. It's almost as good as Expendables. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that one.
Is it good?
Oh, Expendables is the best. I have to say it again.
The Jean-Claude Van Damme, Sylvester Stallone one?
I don't think Van Damme is in the first one, but yeah, the one with Eric Roberts as the
Oh, Eric Roberts in it too?
Yeah, the first one is so good. I just have to say it again.
It's Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone. Wow.
Yeah, Jet Li, Ralph, Clifford.
Clifford the Red Dog, Big Red Dog.
Have you seen Clifford with Martin Short?
World's greatest mercenaries.
You seen that?
It's been a long time.
Mm.
That's a guy that can take it to such a level to where when you see a grown man acting like that as a kid, it shakes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. Martin Short and Dana Carvey do it very strangely.
They're crazy.
Martin Short's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Yeah.
I never liked Glick, though.
I didn't like Glick either.
It was like annoying.
I can't watch it.
Yeah, I can't watch Glick.
I forgot to watch it, so it sucks. but there was a movie with him. Old memories way back in the day as a kid. It was, I honestly, unfortunately, I forget what it's called, but it was him and Nick Nolte. It was about like a kidnapping. It was like a botched kidnap. It was a comedy.
Oh.
Some botched kidnapping of this rich girl or a poor girl. I forget, but it was... Nick Nolte and Martin Short, and you don't get that often.
Yeah, that would be good to have happen.
The pairing, that's a crazy pairing.
Three Fugitives?
Yeah, there it is. Oh, that brings back Mary. What's that, probably 81 or something?
89.
Oh, 89, all right, so later on. Yeah, this...
Nick Nolte was fucking good.
He's unbelievable. How do you look like that?
After 5 years in jail and 14 bank robberies, Daniel Lucas is going straight to the bank. But this time, not to rob it.
I'd like to open the mill account, please.
Enter Ned Perry.
Heads up!
Oh, man.
You see this? It's a grenade! And I'm pulling the pin, so nobody business!
A guy who's decided to give crime a try and is about to make his worst
mistake. Man.
So stupid!
You coming with me? Pick someone else.
Is that Darth Vader's in it?
I'm the hostage.
It was bad enough to be taken hostage.
Excuse me. You're good at things. Hold your gun like a man for peace.
Now the police.
He's always shoulder blocking.
Wow.
He took him hostage. He says he took Lucas hostage.
And the criminal's the hostage.
I want to make it in my car.
The oil on his face.
Oh my God.
As if they didn't have enough to worry about.
I just want to introduce you to my daughter.
No kids, especially yours.
There's just one more small problem. Little girl who'd like to keep them all together.
You're looking for two men and a little girl.
What?
You don't really expect me to dress up like a woman, do you?
That brings me back.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to be noticed, so you keep your head down, your eyes on the ground.
Martin Short.
Walk. Don't look anyone in the eye on the street.
Got it.
Hey, you all right?
Yes.
You better watch where you're going, buddy. Yes.
Their only hope.
Stupid.
Oh, yo. I like how they found
PG.
Her.
PG.
PG. Gunfire. His guns shooting cops.
There's like a abduction, kidnapping of children. It's PG, parental guidance. Watch it with your parents.
I like how they watch. They figured out Nick Nolte's,
he's a
like
criminal.
Nick, just start clanging people's heads together and shit. Start beating people up on set. It's great. He was like the first Steven Seagal.
He was in everything in the 80s. He was, the Manhandle is the most classic. You've never seen it laid down like him from anyone.
48 Hours Manhandling is the funniest of all time. Number so one. Good. Yeah, we've watched it 56 times. Him just slapping people all the time. That's like Seagal got in trouble for that, didn't he?
He was hitting people too much?
Too much, twisting their arms, breaking arms, constantly just breaking extras' arms.
Extras?
Yeah.
some scared woman just like in the corner, just waiting for the fight to be open, turns around, breaks her elbow, blasts it back the wrong way.
He spits in her face and knocks her teeth out. For no reason, as he's walking out, he's just like, I probably can.
He's punching her between concrete blocks, like her and their head right into the wall, like a school, high school wall.
Just because he can, he knows he can. What are they going to do, fire me?
He just starts doing the exhibition. Everyone's coming at him, but he's flipping everyone over. Yeah, doesn't matter where he is, he can do it.
It's only women.
have you guys seen 3 o'clock High?
No.
That was a Bobby suggestion.
Is that the one with the kickboxing and the racism?
No.
Ooh,
that sounds good, though. That's college kickboxers.
That's college kickboxers?
That's called the racist kickboxer.
Well, have you guys... I think I've shown that on the pod. I can play it again, though.
Were you watching Terrifier Santa or something? What was that in the back?
Like Raven did when she was black.
I mean...
I mean... For real, though?
What's he dressing like that for? What's his deal?
I don't know.
Is he in, like, the Warriors or something?
But there's there's this scene where they're kickboxing.
Oh man, jeez, I guess.
Get that nigger out of here!
Yeah, you want to get serious?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? You're being a nigger.
He killed him.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey man.
That hard.
Whoa.
Way to go! Whip that nigger's ass. What'd you say? I said, whip that ass. That's what their asses are for. Right? Look, jerk, I don't know what your problem is, so just stay out of my face, or I'll show you whose ass needs whipping.
This is a gay, guys.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Oh, get him now, he's scared.
You're new on campus here, aren't you? Well, I'll let it go this time. But I suggest you be very careful about who your friends are.
I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Yeah.
He's a man of strong convictions.
Yeah.
Isn't this like a 90s movie face phenotype? Or am I crazy? Like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like chin strap. 90s,
yeah. It looks good.
Chin strap.
It's like Wayne Static.
Same with this guy. Yeah. This guy is getting unmoving. Yeah.
Dave England.
That's a bootstrap Bill in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. The other guy on there, this guy is not looking too fucking convincing though.
He's a green beret.
Yeah, he's Greenberg as well.
Well, yeah, they were just like, all right, what do we dress the Nazis up as? And then they're just like, this is what they wore, right?
Yeah. That's a Nazi uniform, right? Yeah, fuck it, close enough. We'll go with that.
Does he kickbox against racism or something good like that?
Probably.
Yeah, there's a 91.
Could you go to the end scene?
Yeah.
It looks like a good one, though.
Well, the little preface, he gets trained by Chinese...
rickshaw masters?
Well, Chinese food. He starts working at a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, that's great.
And the chef is a Kung Fu master or whatever.
Oh. This fat guy? This fat Mexican guy?
Yeah, the fat guy.
You think you're all like football game? Wrong, macho man.
What?
Butt out, buddy. My personal life is none of your business.
Talk big, but your mouth stink.
What's he slicing his teeth with the knife?
Your mouth stink.
Yeah, and then he's like,
a freshman.
It's like, why are you working at this restaurant?
Remember what I said about your buddy earlier today?
My friend, a freshman.
They're in eighth grade.
What's your problem anyway, Tanner? I don't have a problem.
Tanner?
Hey. You guys got a problem? I didn't think so.
Oh, wow.
They're finally fighting?
Yeah.
Stunts are kind of good.
Yeah. This guy's not that good of a fighter.
You're a good pretty boy. But I'm better. We could use a guy in the Tigers just like you.
He's just testing him.
The Daggers is a cool gang.
No, I think it's the Tigers.
Yeah, the Daggers is a good name. Oh,
here's
this. Sorry, girl.
There's a test coming up in ecosystems. I could use a study partner.
That's how it used to be in the 90s.
Yeah.
He just wants the guy, though.
You know, back then no one had AIDS. Let me just put it that way.
That guy might have AIDS.
But
actually, yeah.
Oh, they're fucking him? Oh, wow, he's laughing while they're kicking his ass. That's awesome.
Over here, China man. Right here,
buddy. Whoa, he's stick off.
Come over here. Okay.
He's holding back. He's going to go for his balls.
Oh, look at this. Ass. Whoa. Wow. Weird Al Yankovic sucks at fighting.
I like the move.
Steve Sanders is looking confused.
You're not black. Raphael is moonlighting in the Foot Clan.
This is Raphael Foot Clan, yeah. Wow.
Fuck, that was like Power Rangers, kind of.
Yeah, that was putties. There's some putty. Oh, shoot him in the head.
He just shoots next to his ears. He's deaf forever.
He does Copland to him. It's like a 10-minute scene of the punk with a ringing sound in his eyes from first person.
Damn. Gotta see that one.
But yeah, college kickboxers. Oh, though you wanted the ending scene. It's probably just a fight. And then
I hope he shoots him in the head.
Oh, it's a tournament.
Whoa, he's kissing the guy.
He's getting raped.
Oh, wow. The guy's gonna come kill the girl with a knife. Look at that. Who's this guy?
That's his dad.
Oh, wow. He remembers.
Pressure point.
Gotta watch out for those pressure points.
That's the way you kill a guy.
This is Perry. So I can use this if someone's trying to kill me. Only when life is in danger. It's Revit.
Whoa. Damn.
Damn, this movie's good.
What the hell? Oh, shit.
Oh, they're
kicking his ass, too.
They're walking over.
Wow.
Damn.
Right out.
Never heard about this one.
No, gee, nice. It's gay.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Camaro Jeep.
Camaro Berlinetta there.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Strip club.
Are you angry with me?
Did you pick farmers?
You nodded.
Didn't I nod?
Come on, let's go.
Are they going to get married?
He should kick his ass. Yeah, they're going to elope.
Are those just fabric doors or something?
Yeah. Oh.
They drive immediately to the cave where you get caught freaking... When you stuff yourself in, you can't go backwards.
They go spelunking.
Yeah.
In the underwear pipes in Japan.
Oh, here they come. He's giving them a roadhead in the Jeep.
Karate.
He opened up a dojo for him?
Wow.
AIDS dojo.
Well, come on!
Rough coin.
Rough trade. Off-road center.
It's on his car. Yeah. Rough trade. It's his fucking birthday. No wonder.
Free karate. By a Chinese guy.
Free sex, too. Yeah. It looks like. Free karate for your fucking birthday. Hey, why aren't you back where you were born?
If you win, bow. Would you do the honors?
Would you do the honors?
He's just punching everybody.
He just pulls the girl's hair real hard. He just rapes the first girl he sees. Oh.
What's that?
Break the wall.
You want me to break the wall?
I cannot break. Wow. His name's Wing.
What is it? A food place? Wow.
Yeah.
Why do they make him look like Joe Pesci?
It's because he's small and tough. Small guys.
Real tough guy.
Man, college kickboxes looks really good.
Judgment means nothing.
Go trans.
One last fight or some shit?
I got an anchor.
He's got a vape.
Oh, yeah. It's his fucking arm pocket.
Vape pocket.
How weird is that?
Oh, he's doing something.
Now he's gonna draw a swastika.
This mean anything to anybody?
Oh, he does something. Oh yeah.
What?
I'm not James.
That means he's killing himself. They take him out back and lynch him.
They call the cops on him.
You are next.
You are next.
If I were you, I would have done the same. Catch him.
Sorry, but I can't stop cooking.
Oh, the double dragon amulet.
Damn. Where'd you get that at? Amazon? I got it on Amazon.
Go USA.
From Kufandi.
From Timu.
I just don't understand why he declined. He likes cooking.
He's got so much going on in his world. He can't run a martial arts school.
He's working on his memoirs.
Especially there's two better guys. There's James and Mark.
And Mark.
Jimbo.
He would have done the same thing. And they have a Jeep.
They have the rough trade Jeep.
They have a... He's like, dude, you think I want to fucking sit here and...
He already did his goal, his mission.
Yeah, girls to the back of his Chinese restaurant.
Rough trade. Beep, beep. Comes in.
He's entering into a phase of his life where mentoring others is more important than his skill.
Oh, I'm intrigued. What's that?
Is this a YouTube park?
Is a piece of glass. Two pieces of glass. Look at that.
It's prism glass.
Oh, so you ordered a couple panes?
And these are tow truck or parking infraction stickers, the type they put on your car when you've parked illegally or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Beta tack. And I'm doing this to test how truly difficult they are to remove, because I'm going to have some printed up with my face on them.
Who's got the best nails here for scraping?
Oh, I do for sure.
Me.
Who,
wrong again.
I like this test. This is like,
it's a nice
fact or fiction, or beyond belief.
Beyond, we're doing Mythbusters right now.
Yeah, huh? Mythbusters, yes.
We're doing the raping blob.
Who was in your school that had nails like this?
Some Chinese.
Did I show you the sticker I'm doing?
No. I haven't even heard of such thing.
Is there a thing on the NOS I could just bring up?
Yes. Yes, there is. So we're doing these two Photoshop. Just open that one up. So this is a sticker we're having made up. Lex Friedman is a please do immense harm to me.
Wow.
You can close that. And that one, I don't know. It's not that artistic, but it is. It does prove the point that I'm trying to make here. And then do Sam Hyde, next hot comedian. You'll like this, Nick. And then right. Yeah, there you go. The orange one. Warning. Cuidado. So this is going to be these stickers are like impossible to remove.
Yes.
It's going to be like that, but it's going to say this on it. Controversial super hot Sam Hyde is a household name for controversial comedy. Racial comedy, edgy topics, actor, comedian, podcast host Sam Hyde, blazing hot comedian, up and coming, achieving significant success.
Wow.
That's nice.
You can close that.
Now we can put in the Trump thing that we wanted to put in.
What's the Trump thing?
No. This is why Trump won. Trump won.
Trump won for this. Yeah. It's on like the hood of the car. Like it's going to
It's an infraction sticker that takes up the whole windshield.
But there's a little hole.
What do they call those things? They have a funny name for them in New York. They're doing that instead of boots now.
With these stickers?
No, infraction stickers, the size of the wind. They cover your windshield now instead of putting boots on because they're driving away from boots.
If only it were a joke.
It's awesome.
Covering windshield instead of boot. They have a funny word for them. They call it like...
Barnacles?
They should call
barnacles.
It's called a gas chamber.
You like that? The barnacle.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. It's like a book.
How do you like that? Do you like that, Chuck?
It's very maritime.
It's maritime. It's oceanic.
It's easy to kick out your windshield. Just drive home. Whatever. Cost $200 to fix it. Whatever. Gives a shit.
Shoot it.
Shoots back.
You got to do a test where it's been on there for a little bit, too.
True.
And put it in the sun. Let it heat up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's going to be awesome. Then you can microwave one.
Oh.
Once bitten, twice shy. So this is the post-election show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's right.
Oh, hey. Congratulations, fellas.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, boys.
I'm still trying to figure out who to vote for.
Did you do anything fun for the election?
No.
No? Just relaxed?
Just chilled.
Nice.
How about you?
We did a little bit of live coverage, so we were at the palace, dicking around there, and we were just getting boisterous. I guess you could.
I thought you were about to say you were into the White House.
No, I was at the White House. I was underground. Nice. Remember the prostitution ring that Reagan and the other guy were running. I just love that newspaper article, but I don't mean to divert it into that stupid ass shit. But I don't know.
It was wild. It was a wild time. We were watching it live.
Yeah, it was fun last night.
It was a good time. I was having a tough time figuring out because, you know, you want to be level-headed on these types of topics. And on one hand, you have Kamala Harris, who kind of gives a nice voice for people who are basically unseen in the public eye.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who's, you know, his business acumen is really something that this country could use
right
now.
Could do with that right now.
Yeah. So it's like, And the crassness of it, I'll overcome because the results speak for themselves. And I don't think Kamala ran a particularly good campaign, so I felt conflicted. But she is a person for the people, so I still don't know who to vote for. The election's over.
She needed David Axelrod on her campaign or something, someone decent. I don't know who the hell was running her campaign, but it was a little bit of a silly house.
Yeah, Tim Walz was a silly house the whole time.
The way he moves, well, it goes without being said, the man is a thing.
Is Tim a code? That's got to be a code.
Tim?
Tim. Tim Kaine ran with Hillary Clinton. And now Tim Walz. Mm-hmm. Not Timothy either times.
Mm-hmm.
Both Tim. Both look exactly the same.
Mm.
They like have the same general aesthetic of like, yikes.
Backwards, it's Mitt, like Mitt Romney.
Ah, Mitt, yeah.
Something's going on.
What the hell's with Tim?
Mitt, Tim. MIT, MIT, MIT robots,
mm-hmm.
robots, Johnny number five.
Fucking dog bots.
In Johnny number five, Indian guy.
Johnny five, no disassemble.
Johnny, yes. Do what did he? He uses the gum to make
Broadway. The song.
Yeah, the singing from the. Remember they're trying to get out of the meat freezer.
A cock and then you suck in. They had a good version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tim, Mitt, Indian guy.
Blank man.
Robots. Not robots. Toys that do things.
Contraptions, gadgets.
Batteries not included.
Yeah.
This guy's so gay.
He's playing
unbelievable
Madden with AOC.
Are we going to play some ball or what are we going to
do? Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Is she recently ejaculated in?
Ball or what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to play. Are you?
I'm ready to get beat.
All right.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
She's hot.
But how'd they get her to turn up the sex?
Does she have dental implants, though? Are those fake teeth?
Yeah.
Because that's really a deal breaker for me.
You think the originals got knocked out?
She's really good in bed, I bet.
You think so?
They turned up the sex on her.
Yeah. I'd bet thousands of dollars that she rides like a fucking yoga instructor.
Hmm.
She's very sexy, but I can't look past the fake teeth. I just can't
fake
do
teeth?
That.
Why? You don't like the subtle translucence of the tooth?
The subtle translucence, the darkness of the gum line,
mm-hmm.
The fact that there are stinking metal prongs surgically
underneath,
drilled into her jaw.
It's the roots.
She's giving you Zoidberg.
Yeah,
she's giving you like toothy fucking like metal Terminator comb head.
Terminator head.
But riding you like a fucking like a 5,000 a night stripper.
Does she still have her body out?
All right, let's see your body, Chris.
AOC tit.
Is she with child?
Oh, does she have
I
children?
Don't think so.
People
is
are
she?
Saying the glow is because a man had put his seed into it.
I wonder which Irish guy is marrying this girl.
Oldie but goodie.
Yeah. Oh, she has cans on her too. Big cans. Jesus Christ.
Is this a real image?
She doesn't seem to have a big booty though. That's the only problem there.
Puerto Rican? Is that what I'm to expect?
Mm-hmm.
She's fine. But I know what comes with that.
What?
Spice. Spice Channel.
Okay, yeah.
What's Spice Channel?
Just spice.
It's stink?
Like softcore porn.
No, just getting like wine glasses thrown at my head.
Oh.
For leaving the door unlocked in the hotel or something.
I mean, getting lacerations.
There's that face she does. If you scroll down a little bit, Chris, when she kind of bares her teeth. Keep going. Keep going.
That sort of thing?
No, that right there, Penthouse on X. She's sexy, sarcastic. And you see the eyes there?
Yeah, politician eyes.
If you ever see that, that's a very big problem, and you got to just really, really never.
That's like J-Lo shade.
You don't want to be around that.
What kind of eyes are those?
That's a woman that you don't want to cross paths with, really.
When you see that, you get to hear 1,000 snakes in your ears for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You think she ever has diarrhea?
Yes.
From eating.
Probably eating those meat pockets.
It's just hot pockets on the road.
She's eating those meat pockets all the time.
She's blown 5 guys' minds that she's had sex with, though. There are 5 guys in this world that have fucked her that are like, oh, I'd get her back in any way I could take her back.
Now, I agree that that's possible. But it's also possible that she's a dud. You ever have that where you see a girl that looks like this and she's just a dud?
I mean,
look at this, Chris. This right here. I remember there was this girl in high school. This girl who had this sort of, like, she was also Puerto Rican, wide mouth, wacky faces all the time with a sort of a jubilant, fun sexiness. And I just knew that she was probably a horrible lay. There's something like this type of, when they get all super bubbly, emotive type stuff.
They're lame.
I think that might be lame.
Now, you could be that, or it could be fuck me in the Marshall's dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Roadhead in the movies, or Roadhead on the way to the, you just.
Rain in the benzene.
The statistics are saying that, I think they're favoring.
Well, that's, so I see what you're saying, and I'll counter that with this. Go back to that picture, Chris.
Oh, that's not good.
The girl that I'm thinking of, who actually did look a good amount like this, and actually, no, she wasn't Puerto Rican, she was Venezuelan. Mm-hmm. She was adopted Venezuelan, but looked very similar. She would make faces like this, and she would have like this like sexiness to her, and she still has the sexiness. If you go on Facebook and look her up now, she's got the sexiness. But she would make faces like this and say shit like, "I like to leave pee in the toilet to see what color it turns."
Oh yeah,
and that's where I'm thinking. You think they'd be fucking you in the Marshall's bathroom, and I think they'd be like
eating my hot dog.
You should fart when we have sex.
That stinks.
Just to see what happens.
Eating handfuls of fries and getting ketchup on her mouth and thinking
something
I think
like
it's cute.
That, yeah,
but I don't.
Something like that.
I got you. Okay. So anybody out there who's had sex with AOC, please reach
please
out.
Please write into the show. We gotta hear it. If there's anybody who's fucked AOC, we do need to have you as a guest.
Guaranteed, there's some tight stories that are waiting to get out.
Yeah, this $5,000 for you.
We'll fly you out. $2,500 for real. If you fucked AOC out of proof.
Is she half anything or is she all
she's all
Rican?
All PR?
She's a Virgo too.
The Bronx?
What does that mean for that?
I don't know. That's not the least known one. I have no. She went to BU. That's kind of boring.
Puerto Rican family.
She's Puerto Rican? Never met a Puerto Rican. I didn't. No, they're fun. They're fun. They're great.
Is she anti-Israel? Is she spoken up about Israel?
Denial.
Yeah, I think she might be anti-Israel, which is a good thing. I don't really care about leftoid people, and if it's a Puerto Rican woman, we're not actually trashing AOC. I don't think anybody.
No.
At the end of the day, who cares? It's a leftist Puerto Rican woman.
She was a lot less visible this
election. If she's going anti-Israel, that's pretty bold.
This election cycle, you heard a lot less about her. I saw this guy. This is so funny.
She was everywhere last time.
Yeah, like, every, I feel like they were like, hey, why don't you take this one out? Why don't you go sit the bench?
And she was spicy, too. She was throwing it to people.
She's throwing bricks.
Yeah. She was throwing glasses at people's heads.
Yeah.
She can run the next election because she's 35 now.
Don't you have to be 42?
Oh. I thought you had to be 35.
I'm pretty
sure. Maybe it's different 42. For women.
I don't look forward to those days. The 22. So
you're hotter. This was really sad. I don't even know what this
is. I saw this too. Mind virus.
Yeah.
You guys, I just voted.
Nice shirt.
And I chose family.
Let's end this reign of
terror. He's voting for his family? Running for
family? I chose women. I chose America. I love you.
I'm moving on. We're moving on.
I love all of this. Let's do it. Let's do this.
What's his problem?
Yeah.
That's me before I go into the movies. That's me. It was so emotional.
That's me after I voted for the third time that day.
Is that parody? Is he doing a joke? Is he
I don't know. Bit? I think he's... Nah, it's probably not parody with that little thumbnail thing.
Live streaming from hell.
This is it for my
I have election based
stuff. But
these people are so evil and fucked up, and they have to die.
Oh no! 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 Why? Why? Why?
You see the inside of her mouth?
Why? 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 Do you really hate me that bad?
Where's the cop to shoot her?
Do you really hate me that bad?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was the classic one was the original. The original 2016.
Does he say in the hold on? Hold on. Can I see what he talks about with football here?
We gotta hear his calls.
I keep.
Yeah, Madden.
Play, are you?
I'm ready to get beat.
All right.
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this. Isn't
he a coach?
Oh no. All right. Good quarterback. You got a good quarterback.
He is. He is a good quarterback. First down of the
game for James Cook. That's nice what she time. Sounds like casually talking.
I tried. See, you're a pro though, so you can call these audibles.
Well, I think I know what these guys are doing, but I don't know which damn button to push to make my guy be a beast. And I keep going back to this. This is Project 2025 from Personal Freedoms. I think a lot of folks on here are kind of independent folks, independent thinkers about things.
Why would
you
want
the government telling you what books to read or what doctor to see? Or
is he talking about the books that the Nazis burned? You remember those? They were interesting.
I think he's talking about the Madden community.
I think he's talking about how to have gay sex for kids.
Trying to fuck Chinese students.
But the classic one was the 2016 Girl Scream.
It's weird how little charisma they have.
This was the classic.
I just can't believe that. Like, what are the odds that there's like no one in the room that's just cooler to talk to?
Right.
I don't know how they choose the people they run.
I think the fear they get paralyzed with fear. It's like not option paralysis. It's like sort of the inverse where every option has like a sort of a danger to it. So you end up going with the person who has the least of anything. They're the least offensive, but they have the least amount of personality or convictions or whatever. And they're just at the end of the day, it's like whoever is the most sort of usable face for whoever is actually running this machine.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
How do they make such bad decisions after doing this for so many years?
Well, the other thing is they're like, it's like mixed race young women and gay guys who are running this shit. Like the people, the team behind the campaign, it's not like the Monopoly guy or some like CIA. The people running this direct, the people directly above them, they're like college brainwashed, mixed race, gay guys, women, just people who are not.
So it's a human resources department. It's the hiring.
Yeah.
You know what there's a similarity between is the, do you remember the poli-sci majors when in our generation from college?
Yep.
The poli-sci as a major movement has come and gone. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of like, sort of like get nothing done, really good at debating, mm-hmm. really good at getting shit done. Garbage.
It's a profession of making excuses for things not moving.
And yeah. Poli-sci is like, I've become a master of the art of this just political fucking forum.
Bamboozlement.
Being very comfortable with saying a lot and doing nothing about it. Mm-hmm. More along with like posturing yourself, keeping optics wide open, and then sort of doing nothing about it, and then with no accountability.
Pointing the finger at the other side that's running the same shit.
During COVID, there was a weird major in the finance, the administration, the finance and commerce, the heads up of commerce run by the state. The state appointed jobs in commerce and during COVID are all supply chain management graduates. Mm-hmm. That's a new major that's hot topic. Mm-hmm. That one's never ever. Did you ever hear supply chain management growing up?
No.
Never heard it once. Sold mad cars to supply chain managers. My first big car was a guy, Banneker Industries. He was a supply chain guy. He was my age, though. He played football with my friend. And I was like, oh, supply chain. That's so crazy. And then you come to, yes. And then, thank you so much. Then you figure out that COVID was like a master of like, if I was ever running the show here, let me flex my supply chain manager muscles from college. Mm-hmm. Poli-sci, kind of like this is sort of the effect of what's going on there. Mm-hmm. You know, where obviously it starts in the colleges, right? The whatever the takedown starts there, but those majors that don't mean shit.
Yeah, and a lot of those people, they spend a lot of time thinking about how I could do better if I was running the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
thought experiments.
The criteria for running the show should be that you've successfully run the show before. Like you created something that sold units, or you ran a business, or whatever, and now the criteria for running the show is, do you have this degree? Do you have X degree? Do you have...
And a resume to follow.
Classification, resume, years of whatever.
My name's Sam. I went... And it goes the same thing for marketing. We got bamboozled.
You know what I heard that's interesting? Do you know what the... Have you ever heard of the Peter Principle?
No.
It's like the penis principle. The Peter Principle is people are promoted to their level of incompetence. So if you have somebody who's a good shop cleanup guy, he gets promoted to mechanic. If you have a guy that's a good mechanic, he gets promoted to shop foreman. If you guy that's got a good shop foreman, he gets promoted to oversee all the service bays in the region or whatever. And he keeps getting promoted and promoted and promoted until he's no longer good. And then he just sits there.
Yeah.
So it's like,
100%.
Even though we're taking people who are good at these low-level things and uplifting them, we're moving them into positions where they're out of their depth and out of their ability to do stuff, and then they just sit there, and that's why everything's so dysfunctional and people suck at everything.
Middle management, it clicked right away for Penske.
Yeah.
Like my boss is like, he thought he was like Batman or Iron Man. He's like this, I'm fucking genius.
And hell
like,
yeah.
You're keeping your eyes on 9 metrics that are dead in front of you. Mm-hmm. You are sitting in front of a fucking tachometer. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do any... You're not doing any analytical data. Mm-hmm. You're not drawing lines, making... You're just at the top. Mm-hmm. And you're nothing special, my man. You're just good at showing up.
He thinks he's in front of those like stock trading screens with like 16 of them.
Yeah. 3.5%. 4.56. 4.56. Now! Singapore, 3 hours. Nothing's happening like that. Yeah. Like, you're doing nothing. You know, like, and Penske was very good at that. They would, like, get exactly what you're saying. Get you right to here. Here you go, minion. Mm-hmm. Run 3 stores for the price of 1. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the Ford store. Mm-hmm. Why? Do I get 2 general manager's salaries? No, 1. You're a manager.
How does that happen?
Because you're the manager now.
I see.
Chuck, you're managing it. You're the manager.
I'm management now, so.
And they know that they're like, you run the show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, more money? No, you run the show.
Mm-hmm.
You take whatever you want. And we say, no.
You know? You actually get paid less, but you run the show.
You're the top of
your name is on the dealership.
Top of that, right below me. I can see the top of your head.
Yeah. 80 hours a week, management.
Yeah, management. Drive yourself crazy. Build our business big. Build a big business inside our
business.
And
then get the fuck out.
And then make one misstep. Say anything wrong, you're fired and you're fucking ruined.
But first, build me a big, big business.
Make a lot. We bought this business for half. Now you make it five times bigger. Work hard. You run the show, sir.
Scott.
Yeah, Scott. But it's really, really fun. And is that a predatory thing from free market capitalism?
No, it's just if you see somebody doing a good job, the tendency is to give them more responsibility, right? Like you're doing so good at this low level. Let me boost you up. Mm-hmm. And if you're a worker and you're doing a really good job, of course you want to get promoted, right?
Yeah.
But it's just once you reach that level where you're out of your depth and you can't do the job anymore, that's when you stop getting promoted. And you just don't get fired.
That's why they hate guys like me at the dealership. They're like, you want to be a manager? I'm like, nah.
Oh, and you're marked for death if you refuse promotion, pretty much.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's over for you.
Mm.
Yeah, like, they hate that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Go take a bad job across the way.
Mm.
It's really funny, but middle managers ruin because it's just like, I don't want to get fired. Whatever I can do not to get fired and keep this job that I don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this income that I don't deserve. Please don't fire me.
Mm.
Move the needle 3%, 5%, 6%. Starts in ripples and then they back off, so nothing really moves, even if it's fundamentally a sinking ship, or it's outdated itself. But middle management is kind of one of those things, man. I think it gets to like popular degrees of the time, and I would like to know what the popular
just strange how it hasn't been solved. I mean, such big minds and big things involved in these huge corporations. You're telling me people aren't thinking about this? They're just like speculating.
Yeah,
it's like DMV bottlenecks. I only assume that they're in place for just intentionally, but it could be just raw incompetence. But aren't there qualified people that are in every business at some level?
I guess not.
I mean, I guess the answer is no.
It's true, though. If you're public or if you're state or publicly traded, you get to be as lazy and as fat and fucking stupid as you want.
But you can be stupid in private sector as well. I think it's it has to do with...
Has to do with ducks or ripping canvas.
Lot of it's incentives, and a big incentive for a lot of people is not to get fired. You ever hear you never get fired for buying IBM?
Yeah,
I think it's from when Hewlett Packard and competitors to IBM started coming out with better products, but companies were still buying IBM, like outdated workstations, outdated computers that were not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And the rationale was if you take a risk on this better product, you could get fired, but nobody ever got fired for buying IBM.
Got you.
So you buy the IBM's like the traditional business. Mm-hmm. This is the business.
It says it right in the name.
Computing machine says International Business Machines.
So that's what it's made to
do. Business machines, guys. And then there's the person above you goes, hey, you made a purchasing decision. And we did not grow over 2.5% this year. Why didn't you buy Hewlett Packard? It's just IBM was the safe choice. That's the business choice. That's the staid and tried and true.
And that protects you from getting thrown out.
God damn it, Darzantium. You're right.
And that's not just in capitalism. I think there are similar things in communism. Like they had factories in Soviet Russia that were manufacturing like thousands of minks.
What?
Oh,
minks?
Mink. Can farm? You look up Soviet mink factories?
Oh,
mink farm.
It's just weird. Just weird stuff going on.
That
with
sounds dark.
That's crazy.
With like factory bosses and basically the communist version of middle managers trying to avoid consequences for incompetence.
Is it the fur?
And I think they would lie about their like manufacturing quotas and like how many supplies they needed and stuff like that. So you'd get. It was just as grossly incompetent, if not more, than
bad credit's gonna bad credit
capitalist. No, that's not what I'm talking about, Chris. Soviet
Russian mink farmers,
no, Gorky no. Park.
It's type of mink with an
try
S
change is- Soviet to CCCP. I mean, you can't fucking Google anything. So,
wow, that's crazy. You can't find
this. This is ridiculous. Forget it.
We'll fucking look in. We'll go to the library and get an old book.
We'll go to, what is it called? J Store?
We'll go to the library.
What's that newspaper thing in the library? That
the microfilm?
Microfiche?
Yeah, micro. Mm-hmm. You're in those?
Yeah.
Where
you're
turning knobs to find the stories on it in fucking downtown fucking St. Petersburg? The St. Petersburg Sun?
Headlines about 6 million killed in 1913
yep.
and 1860
for the last 200 years
and 1521.
It's like 200 occurrences yeah. on there.
they've killed over 20 billion just the six million over and over
they're
again.
Like, oh, just come over here. There's a big room full of newspapers with them. Like, it's like a there's a loader, like a dump load, just tons of books and newspapers with it. Mm. You can just look around. There's millions. Yeah, that's fucking, but I don't know. The hiring principle thing is interesting, but I just can't believe that the vetting process is so, like, don't you guys have, like, don't you have, like, a Jonah Hill on retainer to, like, culturally vet someone in a conversation? Mm. Like, not a Jonah Hill, but someone who's, like, with it in the eyes of a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like a...
Are you talking about the DNC?
DNC.
Yeah.
Like, hey, go through these guys. Like, just go have a burger with them, shoot the shit with them, talk.
Let's look up who ran Kamala's campaign. Who's her campaign? Kamala campaign manager.
Spanish girl.
It's got to be a good one.
Julie Rodriguez.
Oof. So there, look, man. It's just some college brainwashed Latina.
What's her deal?
Who should be mopping a greasy stove and with three kids in her arms.
You compare that to when you run with David Axelrod, how your campaign is.
Yeah.
Who is the best campaign runner of all time?
David Axelrod.
David Axelrod.
Just maybe Barry Goldwater.
Barry Goldwater.
Is that one? I don't know.
That is Barry Goldwater is one, right? Yeah.
I think so. David Plouffe.
Those Obamas.
Yeah.
That's back in the 30s.
Obama's campaign was pretty killer. That might be the best.
Wow! Look at this guy.
This gay
preceded by David Axelrod.
Is this guy? Does he have an early life? A Roman Catholic?
Delaware.
So he's just regular gay. Okay. Look at his face. Look at his fucking face. Yeah. He's got... That's like...
Hey, slugger.
Hey.
That looks like Aeon Flux.
You got a penis for me, slugger?
Yeah, it looks like Trevor Goodchild from Aeon Flux.
It does.
You guys want to take a car ride to a field?
Did you just say you got a penis for me, slugger?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hey, big guy, you got a penis for me, slugger?
Oh, my God.
What's with the smirk?
Yeah.
The smirk is getting away with
sex.
Raping children.
Oh.
You can tell 100% from the facial structure that this guy is a pet. He looks like the guy from Happiness. You ever see Happiness?
No. No.
Can you type in, go to...
like the beard that
go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Happiness shooting scene.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man.
Frustrated. Okay, watch. Start from the beginning, please.
I'm good.
Start from the beginning. Chris. Full screen it.
Oh, this is great. When will
it's after school special.
Chuck, watch this.
Who's those guys? What the
They're
hell?
They're gay couple.
Homosexuals?
What the frick?
It's a well-adjusted gay couple.
Oh. Someone doesn't like that. Holy shit.
Shooting from the hip. His problem. He must have done it for a reason, though, right?
He's frustrated. This is how he relaxes.
This is just white people shit.
Yeah.
That's just how they act all the time.
There's the gay guys.
Yeah.
And how is this?
Why is he
different?
Dressed alike?
I don't kill myself at the end.
Oh, I see.
Do you see this as something positive?
Jayla, I don't know.
How do you feel at the end?
Much better. I wake up happy, feeling good. But then I get very depressed because I'm living in reality.
You can X out of this, Chris.
As Obama's campaign manager.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
David Plouffe.
I like the beard. They always humanize with a beard.
Slugger.
Hey, Slugger.
Ugh. Ugh. Fucking gross.
I'm going to be the chugger for the slugger. I'm a slugger chugger.
You can smell the stubble on his face.
Come on, dude. You're out of line.
This guy just smells like cum all day.
Come on, dude. You're out of line. Hey, Sam, I'm going to back you up there. You're out of line, pal.
Yeah.
So it's either him or her.
Well, this is the one who ran Kamala's campaign, right?
she's probably getting fucking stabbed in the forehead right now with a fucking butcher knife.
This is why it was all wonky, is because this is just a cleaning lady who has no reason. Tehachapi. She was raised in Tehachapi.
That's a really nice place. I don't know if you've ever been there.
That's where corn's from, I think.
Jonathan Davis, chicken skin.
Yeah, both corn and corn. chicken skin. Yeah, but Tim Walz has the...
Ooh, I love
it. He's got the sex appeal of a fucking handful of napkins up a pussy.
Bit mouth. I mean, like a soup mouth.
Who's Peggy Flanagan?
I was just wondering the same thing.
Click the picture.
Hot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Moist.
Bobbity, 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 bobbity. Looks like...
She fucks too?
She does something.
Jeez.
Does she have a nickname? Wait, what's that?
What in the fuck is that fourth word in her thing there?
Look at that. It's her Ojibwa.
Oh, she's native.
Really?
No wonder she's sexy.
She's Irish.
How do you say that?
Jizz in my hand.
Jizz in my mukwi.
Mukwi.
Jizz we wa we da mukwi. Jizzy.
It's just be Zuchku.
Mukwi. Zuchku.
And they were like, let's call you Peggy.
What a sexy freak. Ugly, sexy freak.
She's got an OnlyFans.
What's that picture? Damn.
It's got feathers in her hair.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Chungo.
What is she, a judge?
She's a judge, amongst other things.
Her husband is... Who's she married to?
Some homunculus.
Who's her husband?
Some guy that's obsessed with fucking her.
Yeah. Thomas Weber.
She's been divorced, and she got married 2 years later? So it's trifling.
Uh-oh. Damn.
Tim and Tom were her husband's name. She married a Tim. What is Tim?
Big mistake.
Hot sex.
Does Tim have a Latin meaning? The word Tim?
What does Tim mean in Latin? Who is Thomas Weber? Liz, did she marry this fucking fish guy? Bro. Yo. Oh. Close that immediately. I don't want to look at him.
He's like this. Oh. Oh. She's fucking wet hair. Oh. She's spinning around. She's
I
fucking,
hate that. Whoa.
He's coming so.
Whoa. Like crazy sounds are coming out of there.
What does Tim mean in Latin?
Honoring God?
No.
Timotheos.
Can you type in Google Translate? Wow. And then, dude, type the word Tim from Latin to English. Team. Team player.
Team waltz. Team waltz. Team dancing.
Team.
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 How about Mitt? Turn around to do Mitt.
Switch it up.
Sends. Sending Romney. What's...
Meet.
How about waltz? Nah, that's type in waltz. See if nothing.
Well, you didn't include the T, but
Nick,
definitely nothing.
Means Nick.
Nick. Nick.
Yeah, no, I just find it very odd that like they pick the same thing twice.
I think Tim's an inoffensive name, though.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think it's like
a white bread, inoffensive.
Yeah, you see the name Tim, you don't really think too much about what's going on.
You see a bruise,
you run.
You know things are going to get bruises.
Someone's going to get bruised up if there's a Bruce.
He doesn't say C. He's like, it's spelled Bruce, B-R-U-C.
Yeah.
But he pronounces his name Bruise.
Yeah. Problem.
It's my name's Bruce, spelled T-I-M.
So like team, 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 Carol,
Teamus.
That's team. I don't know. How do you feel about the election? You guys have a good feeling about it?
I got a great feeling about it.
I have a good feeling about it. I think the main thing is if he can get the people that fucked with him the first time away from him.
If he can fuck him up now,
Mike Pompeo and the. The deep state that
remember
seeps
all
in.
Those guys all those years ago. Everybody
snakes coming
who,
in.
The white haired guy that was supposed to he's supposed to be doing all his dirty work. He did nothing, and then he's testifying against him. All that crap. Mm-hmm. All those crap. I forget their names even. All those guys.
Yeah.
Who are some of the names?
Bad guys. Mike Pompeo.
Yeah.
Who is the CIA judge? CIA director who wanted to kill Assange. Or is that the guy?
Is that the guy who's Devos? Yeah. No.
Davos?
He's not married to Betsy Davos, is he? No.
Who are the other guys, man? It's been so many years.
I don't know any of these fucking memes. Mm. What's his problem?
They're not memes anymore for many years.
Mm. I know that guy's a dick. You can just tell.
But yeah, he's got a clean house with Elon and RFK Jr. If we have any shot at a future here.
They're getting fluoride of water. That's what
I'm optimistic, though. I think that's a great idea.
My wife said they're getting fluoride out of water.
Yeah, that would be amazing if they did that.
Aiden Ross.
Get rid of the seed oils, too.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
I would eat McDonald's every day.
Get rid of the LED lights.
If they made French fries with beef tallow.
Have you ever done that?
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy good. To do.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either you can cut them up yourself or you can buy them frozen. You get tallow. You freaking fry them yourself. And it's a treat like McDonald's was when the moon man was in charge. McDonald's! Ah, oh yeah, fire up the gas chambers. In the fryer later. Those are the days.
Yeah, you could be seed oil. Yeah, they'll get rid of seed oils. You think that's like what they're going to attack right away?
That'd be awesome if they did.
Sad what they do to everybody.
Open the fucking door. RFK at a seed oil factory in like India.
You're in trouble now.
Did you see him talking about it?
Fuck, did you see the guy?
Brings in the bear.
The guy that killed Obama that was like the cleaning lady said if you ace him, I remember that was bad. You know that guy?
Yeah.
If you
did you see what he tweeted?
What is this?
No.
Concubines.
All right, find his Twitter first and then find the offensive tweet. We've got to show Nick this. This guy.
What is this guy's name? Fuck.
The one that was on that we looked at, the army guy?
The guy that killed Osama.
Yep.
Robert O'Neill.
Supportedly. Look up Robert O'Neill Twitter.
This guy, right?
Now show Nick the tweet.
This.
My concubines?
That's not a dune.
What does that mean?
Like your slave lady.
Let's Google it. Your
child bearer. Isn't it concubine for that?
Like, what is he? What did he want?
A woman who lives with a man but has lower status than a wife.
Okay, well, I was close, I guess.
Yo.
So he wants to.
Yo,
how tough are these guys?
Central casting army men need to fucking cool it, bro. Hey, CIA op, tell these guys to get off the fucking microphone. It's like the sweater has a pull in it.
Why isn't that post deleted?
Yeah, yeah. Why isn't that?
Because he's doubling down.
What's happening? I don't even want to say.
These soldier guys are so tough.
Bro, if you guys don't come over to my house later on, I'm going to lick all your assholes.
I'm going to rape your asshole with my tongue.
Hey, honestly, if you guys don't have beers and steaks with me after this podcast, I'm going to fucking French kiss you guys for an hour in your car. Bitches. That's how I'm
gonna
start talking.
So apparently some stuff on social media had come up because I made a comment about Harry Sison, who might be the most beta male on the planet. He and three or four of his cunty little friends got together and they put out a thing that said, real men vote for Harris. I noticed their ages too, and I responded that you're not
this fucking
boys.
It's vlogging in a mall.
Wearing a
does he have a camo handkerchief
with a blazer on?
This is him talking, bro. The exact tweet too.
That you're not men, you're boys, and you're my concubines in the real world. And what I meant with that
is, I want to fuck.
Yeah, you would be. You don't know how to fight. You've never learned how to fight, and I basically will do whatever I want with you. So that's all I meant. Wasn't trying to insult anybody, whatever. But
what
trust me, guys
idiot.
Like Harry Sison couldn't do a goddamn thing. They'd be running for guys like me to save them.
Is this guy in the right wing or something like that?
He's leading the right wing.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
He killed terrorists.
He killed Osama bin Laden and threw him off a boat.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah, he threw him off the side of a boat in the middle of nowhere.
Well, did he have any... Why didn't he make him his concubine instead of killing him?
Yeah, it would have been cool.
What the fuck? Why didn't he fuck his ass all the time in his mouth? That's what he turns him into?
Dude, he's, slow down. I'm new to this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, go slower. I mean, you can go slower, bro. You don't have to. It probably hurts you, too.
I can't look at it. I'm new to this, bro.
I'm new to this, bro.
I can't.
Yo, why are they, like, someone, like, I think this is, like, when, like, operations go, like, unchecked, and they're like, all right, any operations? You guys hear from, Delta One? And they're like, I haven't heard anything from Delta One. You? And they're like, nothing. Radio silence.
Supposed to be plugged in. Hmm?
Digging in. Fuck, you digging in me. You digging in me.
That's what Osama bin Laden should have sounded like.
That's enough for that.
That was a good one. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's more than I'd have liked to have listened to. But
more than you'd like to have memorized?
Yeah.
You tell a group, like, the funniest thing you can think of is to telling a group of 17-year-old high school lacrosse players that you would make them, you would fuck them up the ass.
That's so upsetting.
It's unbelievable. And if any Army guys listen to this and get fucking mad, bro, if these are your boys, you need to fucking check your boys. Be like, yo, this beard oil phenomenon has gone far enough.
I'll fuck you up the ass. You're in someone's face at a bar.
That's shit talking now?
That's when you see me start getting nasty at a bar. That's what I start saying to people.
Well, that's how you know
who
was. I'll
kiss you and I'll date you for a year and a half.
I'll fuck you till you love me.
I'll fuck you till you love me. I'll fucking kiss your neck in a bathroom and then we'll fucking recreate gay porn.
There's some Marine kids I knew that were...
Hey, gay sex?
Like, and, well, they just talked like that.
Oh, they were like hockey players?
Yeah,
hockey players.
They're also all gay.
There is a tinge of that in their demeanor.
A lot of same room jerking off at the least.
Sharing a fleshlight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
At the least.
Mm-hmm. That's nice with your boys.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I find jerking off in the same room with other guys to be refreshing.
Well, if they're your concubines, it's refreshing.
Yeah, like a Sprite. Like a nice cold Sprite. my concubines.
I'm burping afterwards.
It's filling. I'm refreshed. Yeah, that's fucking out of control, man.
I got a text. There is a need for A positive blood donors. I thought it said HIV positive blood donors.
You're on your way.
Finally, I'm needed.
Guys, we got
you the fly.
Get the bat suit to the Batmobile.
Yeah, don't be ashamed. Let's answer the call.
You come back, they take all your blood. That's awesome. Why do they
even need more of anything? Why don't they just print it?
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.